Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Cypher, that dude, T.M. Hyman, back in Tampa. Tallahassee was good this week, but I'm glad to be back home. Hey, it is Friday, February the 8th. Man, where does time go? Monday is 1 year to the death of the late, great Whitney Houston. Cannot believe they're still talking about it. Big up to Sissy Houston for that new book she just wrote, Remembering Whitney. Can't believe it's been a year. Pretty interesting. Tonight, it's a recap of the week in news and entertainment. Hit us up. Let us know how your week was, good, bad, or crazy. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 to check in live with us. Hey, if you got new music that you want to hear on this show, hit us up. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. On the other side of this, we got the ladies, and we got a resident publicist, a good friend to the show, Ray Blanco, coming to us live out of L.A. He is publicist to the stars, and I'm preparing for the Grammys this weekend. So, Ray Blanco, this is Balance, new music. We'll be right back. You in tune. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Man, I'm losing my balance.
All I see is raindrops. The weatherman can forecast when the rain drops. Bikinis tell me when the land hurricane stops. She sees I'm hurting, she ain't even have to ask me. She moving out of state, waiting for a taxi. Kisses and hugs, I ain't hugging back. My main concern is when she coming back. Cause when she's gone, and she's gone, and she ain't trying to hear none of that. Might as well have took a bus the way you threw me under that. She's living in winter, I'm trying to bring the summer back. That's so I can see her smile more. Swimming in the sand, she can make her eyes pour. If you were straight, then what you getting out of line for? She told me, mind your business, why you all in mine for? Cause I'm the person that you never had the time for. July 4th and November, fireworks fly, but the seasons make it harder to remember. She's about to leave, this is hurting me. She closed the door and left without saying a word to me. I'm losing my balance. She got me losing my balance. I don't know what it is, but I'm losing my balance. There's a legitimate reason she was eager to leave. I just hope that she isn't creeping. I need to pull myself together and write up my emotions in a letter. I'm sitting here thinking, would she read it if she had it, or trash it? Or write back saying my attitude is unattractive. Maybe she dead me and she's shopping for a casket. Sometimes she gets a little drastic. I'm looking at the sweater on the counter that's sitting next to her chapstick. She was my future, but then she became past tense. Reminiscing on the times that was last spent, how I was heavily seducted by your accent. Am I the reason why you left me in the crib? Or maybe it was something that I did. Could it be that I'm just overreacting for staring at the door till the day she walks back in? I'm losing my balance. Yeah. She got me losing my balance. This girl got me losing my balance. losing my head or I'm losing my balance. It's been a couple days, four to be exact, anticipating your arrival when you're coming back. So I'm just chilling on the sofa, trying to be a soldier, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. Looking at your photographs make me feel closer. I need to stop tripping, I'ma hold my composure. Cleaning up the house, decorating the scenery, expressing my love and how much she really means to me. It's right here in my arms, is where she needs to be. But she never picked up the phone just to speak with me. She's a sellout, she just left the receipt with me. Let me chill, I really think I need to breathe. But how could a woman have so much power? Shorty got me shivering, I'm feeling like a coward. So I quickly run into the shower, till I got a text from her saying she was coming in an hour. Dang. I cut the shower off, raced to the front door. Her presence is everything I would hope for. An hour passed, I couldn't understand why she walked in holding hands with another man. I'm losing my balance.
What up, real talk? 2013, tonight inside the Cypher. What's going on? We're going to recap the week in entertainment news before we go any further. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good afternoon in the morning time. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Well, happy Friday.
No doubt, no doubt. We got hot chocolate. City in the building.
Yes. TGIF, my good people. What's up, hot chocolate in the building?
Hey, yeah. And last but not least, this dude ain't stopped past and hung out with us in a minute, but it's all right because he's always grinding. All the way live from L.A., give it up, publicist extraordinaire, Ray Blanco. Hey, welcome to the show, bro.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me. How's everybody doing?
Hey, what's up,
man? Welcome back.
Give us the skinny as to what's cracking out in L.A., big Grammy weekend.
Nothing, man. Just lots of madness, lots of chaos, other than this dude that he used to be a cop, and then he got fired, and he's killing people.
He's killing people. I see that.
There's
a manhunt out there in L.A.
Yo, crazy. L.A. security is crazy everywhere over here. It's not even funny, like, we just left the Staples Center, and it was just, like, being padded because they feel like he's going to go there because all the cops are going to be out there. So he feels he's going to drive by and just start shooting people. So it's, like, stupid out here.
God.
Right,
because he was fired, right? Like, a couple, 3 months ago or whatever?
Yeah,
and they say,
yeah. And
he said he had, his life ended when they fired him from there.
Well, he's brown skin, so trust and believe they're trying to find this man.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and do you think they're really going to ask questions? No, they're going to shoot first.
No,
that's not
going to
end well.
As a matter of fact, four or six police officers who thought they had saw him earlier today shot up a car with four people in it. A 70-year-old lady,
her family was
actually shot up in the car today.
They went to deliver the paper. They delivered the paper early in the morning. So they went, when they went to deliver the paper, the people have this cop. There's a couple of cops that he had on the list, so they like really heavy securing these people's homes or whatever. So when the ladies came to drop off the newspaper, they just shot them up. They ain't asked no questions. They shot two ladies up.
Right. Oh my God.
One lady's like the verge of dying now. So yeah, it's crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, Ray, what's going on with you, man? You're busy. You're working with a few new artists these days.
I'm actually on the road. I'm on a promotional tour with the artist named Alexa, pop artist. She's actually the number two independent artist in the country with her single, Because We Feel Like It. So, you know, she'll be making an appearance on the show in a couple of weeks. You know, we'll figure that out. But we are here just grinding. Just actually came back to the hotel to shower up and then headed to the BET Music Matter Showcase for the Lipstick on the Mic event, and that's like Marsha Ambrosius is performing, Elle Varner is performing, Lea LaBelle is performing. So, you know, it's about to go down. Last night we were able to do some things with Jordan Sparks and Little Mo, and it was the taste of R&B 2 was out of here, honoring Whitney Houston. So it was cool. There was a lot of people in the building. Jordan and Mario hosted, and you know, so it's just the folks are in town. And if they're not here, then coming out of New York, they might as well just forget about it.
Okay.
Hold in.
Right.
Yeah.
So I hope you won't try to go home no time soon, because you...
Nah, I'm good. I'm making plans. I'm hoping it snows. I hope it snows some more, because I need a meeting here on Monday evening, and I'm trying to push my stuff back.
I know that's right.
Like,
which one of us are you sending for? That's what I need to know. Which
me,
one of us are you sending
me,
for?
Me,
you know,
me.
Well, he was coming out here.
Huh?
But I see that. He said he was coming out here, but I see he didn't, you know,
hey,
didn't get prepared.
I didn't have a Grammy VIP ticket.
Whatever.
Who we talking to?
If I had some passes to VIP Grammy parties, I would have been out there in LA this weekend.
Heartbeat.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you. I don't mind riding in the wheelchair to get on the airplane. Y'all, you know I do it, T. You know I do it.
Hey, right. We appreciate you for stopping past, man. We know you got to get on to get yourself together for the parties. Hey, this is my only request. If you see Kerry Washington tonight, give him my number.
Lord,
yo,
have mercy.
Whatever, yo. Have a seat. Have several seats on that matter.
I know that's right. Okay.
Several seats.
And we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Hey, appreciate you, Ray.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye,
Ray.
Right,
publicist to the stars coming to us live out of LA tonight.
Always love.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to get it cracking. Man, we are praying for the families of those folks that's already been killed by the police officer that Ray just told us about, and all of this craziness that's going on in L.A. Hey, put the guns down.
Please.
Put the guns down. Hey, we'll be right back. It's 9:12, TM Hama Radio Live.
Moving on, you've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reason. I kept asking God why, and now I'm receiving abundance of love, and I get it, but never could imagine.
Dreams that I think someone could care about me.
No. love me for me. There ain't no replacement. It either is or it ain't.
Would never make you cry, but you keep on suggesting I'm like them other guys. When you tell me it's over, I'm left with no reason why. Because we in this together, don't let this thing pass us by.
Everybody needs
Night Cypher, TGIF. It's a recap of the week in news and entertainment. Your hip-hop informer hanging out with CeeLo and Hot Chocolate. Again, thanks for rocking with us. Hey, Boyz II Men, just when you thought those dudes had fell off the scene, hey, they Vegas bound. The R&B group, which excludes Mike, if we don't remember who Mike was, Mike got the deep
the baritone.
That's right. Yeah.
Mike had the voice.
The one that only opened his mouth when he sung. Yeah.
Hey, it was almost like when the dude spoke, you just saw garments just being thrown, tossed around.
Ooh,
in the air.
Right.
Just,
okay.
that's the Boyz II Men trio recently started dealing with the Mirage Hotel. That's going to have them humming all the way to the bank. Hey, beginning March 1st, the group consists of Nathan Morris, Wanye Morris, and Sean Stockman will headline a weekend show in Vegas. They got 75 shows lined up through the end of the year at $40
wow.
a ticket. Booyah! $40 a ticket.
That's not even bad for a Vegas show.
But you talking about Vegas,
right?
You know where they appreciate entertainment, specifically throwback entertainment.
Absolutely.
Like
so,
I see it.
Congratulations.
Now that show's gonna rock.
Yeah, absolutely. See, so, everybody is not listening to Wu-Tang at 45.
Okay, but wait a minute. Excluding me, because I will be listening to Wu-Tang at 45.
I said everybody.
Okay.
Not
all. He's a sunshine.
Clearly.
Back up tonight.
This is a hood show.
My
so,
back tonight.
This is a hood show, so clearly the hood rats is listening
oh,
to
Wu-Tang forever.
Moving right along. Hey, on the cover of Jet Magazine, big up the Lanz Lazo. Cover of Jet.
He is gorgeous. Yeah.
Hey, talking about his success, his sexy yo, and the fact that he's very single. So CeeLo, you got a chance. You got a chance.
Wait,
yes,
you done said, look, let me tell
wait.
You.
Yo, what the brother said was looks are deceiving, and then people.
And you know what? You're absolutely right, though.
He said women think all the time, you know, that he's locked down, but he's very single. So there you go.
That's encouraging.
But you know what it is? Because he don't have time for no relationship. If he wanted to be in one, he would be in one. Men, like for real, I'll say this: most men are single because they want to be. Now, there are that have no social skills whatsoever.
I'm single because I want to be, but I think what you just said, a lot of women specifically don't get. I'm busy.
We are different. So when we say them, we're not talking about us.
Right.
Anyway, again, looks are deceiving. And, you know, a lot of dudes that choose to be solo. It's one of two things. Really, one, because we have other focuses and we don't have time, or two, we haven't got all the crap up out us, and so we want to keep running
to make sure
until the crap is gone.
Right.
You know what, though? But that's dope, especially if a man can say that to a woman.
But how many men really say that, though?
No,
that's
we don't
the problem.
Say it. We don't say it.
Well,
you know? I mean,
But
I'm gonna tell you this: I've gotten bashed enough to I've been forced to recognize what the issue is. It's not that I haven't tried. Ultimately, what I can't do is can't have women upset with me. You know, feeling like they gotta compete. They gotta compete for my time. I mean, nah, because at the end of the day, you know, we make time for what we want to make time
for.
Exactly. I'll say this. But there are priorities. And when you are running a great race career-wise, I mean, a relationship is not the priority. And that's what it is.
Right.
It's hard to compete with the grind.
Exactly. Yeah. Very much so. And honestly, there is no competition with the grind.
Yeah, there really is.
I mean, but
and you know what,
though,
it takes a real woman to recognize that. It takes a real man. It takes maturity. And so when I say real man and real woman, that's what I mean by that.
Let me put a contrary situation on the table, though. I have a friend that I recently had to follow up with, you know, trying to reach out to him, you know, call him, see, make sure everything was good, because another friend was like, you know, he just fell off the scene. I'm like, what happened? What happened to him? I haven't seen him in a while.
Right.
He got caught up. He got caught up with this chick that at the end of the day said, you know, he spent too much time doing other stuff. Even from her perspective, he spent too much time in church. Now, I'm going to tell you like this.
Let me finish.
Any woman that puts that kind of pressure on a man for time to where she's even questioning church,
Yeah, that's
she's
a problem.
The wrong
well,
one.
Hold on.
That's
hold
a problem.
No, 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 no.
So
it's not a hold on. I'm giving you my perspective. It's not
yes,
a hold
sir,
on
I'm
for
listening.
Me.
You know
there is not a hold
hard.
On for me. Not for me. Any woman that's demanding is not the right woman. That's
and
my
I would have to,
not.
I have to agree.
Madam CeeLo Boston, go for it.
Okay, so what I was attempting to interject on was the fact that not because of going to church, but there are people, not just men, who spend an exorbitant amount in church.
Has nothing to do with what I just said. Has nothing to do with what I just said.
No. How about this? Okay, how much time is too much time? How about that?
Twice a week, 2 hours. Get out of here.
And
that's
you said that from the beginning, and I wouldn't have said nothing. I would
have
been quiet.
No, I don't have to justify it. Regardless, she's the wrong woman.
Yeah, true. I mean, anybody that has a problem with the relationship that you have with the Lord, there is an issue. Now, it's different.
There's an insecurity.
Right.
Listen, okay, but then again, people, there are people who stay in church.
We don't have to. I mean, we know that. You're not
exactly.
giving us
so
a revelation.
That's what I was saying. Thank you. That's all I'm
you're
saying.
You're not giving
that's
us a revelation.
I'm right.
It's not that situation.
I just wanted to bring it.
It's not that situation.
Okay.
It's not that situation.
If you would have just said the time frame initially, I would have been quiet.
It's all good.
And guess
you
what?
Know, you're going to always, you know, make it colorful. That's why you're on the show.
Yeah, I love them strippers. Yeah, I love them strippers.
Yeah, I love them.
On the other side of this.
Team Radio Live, we'll be back.
Let's go.
Let's play big bank, take love bank.
Bank.
You are looking at a shark in a fish tank.
Tank.
When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty
cash.
Tell Shawty call me, she got plenty ass.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you
frontin'.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Broke, can't pay attention, your shooter missing. New edition, Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I get a click every time. Every line is dope, you can snow. Work in the pro, I can make it do a rollback. I'm haterphobic, they mad cause I'm winning. They busy hind catching. Mad cause I'm pinching.
All my different.
All my diamonds glistening. My so loud. Everybody listen. They say it's for the birds. So I bought it. My Boost Mobile chirping. It must be my amigo.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car. Got the trunk by the engine. So when I
bag,
I'm frontin' on you.
No, I'm crazy. Wrong with these lately. Better get on their knees and pray. I rep that rich gang. Where's Stunner? Where's Wayne? That's red on my wrist bang. SB, Mac Main. Tell Tiger, looking for this called Black China. Take in the hot flash. Menopause hot flash. Yes, that's why I'm crown queen. And I ain't looking for the prom king. These whole careers ain't promising. Killing these crime scene. Oh, that's how I do it. When I pull up, this hit you in the chin like a pull up. My door's so cocky, my door's so stuck up. Oh, hop up out the space car. The space press, I call him a space bar. Man, I wish it would. $100,000 engine. I wish them bitches could.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you
TM Hammond Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Oh, hot chocolate out of itty bitty Plant City, CMO Boston out of Charlotte.
I missed my cue, huh?
I'm thinking something was arranged, but it didn't go right. Anyway, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
Friday
live
night,
out of Charlotte. Hey, we love Madam CeeLo Boston.
Yeah,
and all her color and splendor.
Okay. Things are gem. I won't go on for nothing, people.
Hey, nah, man. I get what you're saying. And, you know, I'm not talking about an extra holy roller. Nah.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. I'm just saying I know them. So that's why I'm like, they're out there. So
wow.
I wasn't knocking or saying, you know, that that person was it. I was just, you know, putting that to the forefront for the people who were like, hold on. But there is people that, yes, we know. It, yes, we know.
Yeah, it does.
Nah. This woman wants this dude, like, up under her, morning, noon, night. This is the type of situation where, you know, I said, bro, you might want to reconsider that. I mean, it's times where she doesn't want this man to go to work.
Do you not want you to make the money.
Hold on.
No,
hold
sir.
On.
Yo,
wait, pause.
She doesn't want him
chocolate.
To go to work, so it's a control issue.
No, sir.
Security
no,
issue.
Hold on.
No, sir.
I'm going to tell y'all what that is.
No, sir. Okay.
Somebody is good somewhere, and I'm just not going to say what.
He ain't that good. No,
hey,
no.
Hey,
you ain't
go.
That good where I don't want you to go and make a paycheck. I be ding, dang, dong. No, sir.
That's
you
stupid.
Still haven't lived. No, I'm just
oh, no. Oh, no, baby.
Yo,
wait a
crazy.
Minute. Without saying too much, I've lived, but you better bet he going to go get
on,
his paycheck. Ain't that much living in the world
now.
No, sir. Ain't that much living in the world. Go get the paycheck, baby. I'm here. Nah, boo. Nah.
Hey, we're moving right along.
It's Friday night.
Speaking of boo. Speaking of booze inside the site for the night. Hey, now, she shocked the world this week sitting up in court for her boo.
Hold on, pause. Swear to the universal God of everybody in the world. I tell you, I told Chris, I said something's not right about that dude. I was like, it don't have nothing to do with this show. Something ain't right about him. And damn, he was like, come look at this. Touching on kids. You get out of here.
Okay, what is Madam Boston talking about?
She lost me at the right turn.
You're not talking about Love and Hip Hop where Yandy's
no.
No.
Pause. I want that one. Hold on.
Okay, Yandy.
I want that one. I want
right.
that one.
Okay,
so
no,
he's talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna in court.
Okay, so hold on. Hold on. So let's hold that court situation and Madam Boston continue. Let us, what are you talking about?
Okay, so what happens is, okay, on Love and Hip Hop, Yandy, who was
Hold on. Let's take this step by step. For those who may not know what Love and Hip Hop is, because people listening all over the world, everybody's not hood. Everybody. Everybody
love
may not know what Love and
Hip Hop
is.
Love and Hip Hop New York is a reality show on VH1. There's different, we'll say, branches of it. We have New York and we have Atlanta. New York is the one that's back in the cycle right now. some of the players real quick. Joe Budden, Yandy Smith, her boyfriend, fiance, Mendeecees, who we're getting ready to touch on. What's the other girl's name? Erica Mena, Rich Dollars, a few of other, you know.
What's the network? What's the network?
VH1.
Okay, Madam Boston, continue.
Okay, so the entire time, like the first time I saw this dude, I don't know this man from the back of my foot. All I know is I was like, yo, something ain't right about that dude.
Something
so, long
didn't
story
feel
short
right
is,
about him, right?
It was right, and it had nothing to do with, and it had nothing to do with the show. I'm talking about not, it was something in his eyes. I swear to y'all, I'm not making this up, and I'm glad I had witnesses. But, you know, okay, so Yandy was sitting by her man in court while he was up on charges for
Sexual assault, molestation of
yeah.
a minor, right, yeah.
And the girl was supposed to be 15 at the time?
Yes,
and
it's his foster child.
Right. He was dating the mother.
Right.
So.
What?
Yes.
So, the thing is this. Now, at this present moment, as far as we know, TV-wise, Yandy and Mendeecees live together. They have
uh-huh.
two children. They have two children together. She just gave birth to a
no,
boy.
No, they have one. He has one from a previous relationship, and
right,
they,
and then she
they
has,
just have one together.
Right. So this last child, you know, was just sick and all this other stuff. So I guess
mm-hmm.
that brought them closer, what have you, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they live together. Now, in the interim of this, this will be moving, finding a new place, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, okay, when I first read the news article, I was like, yo, they can't be talking about Yandy because Yandy doesn't have a 15-year-old kid, right? Not that they have, you
no,
know, shared,
no, it's not
right?
her, no.
So I'm like, okay, so from before, so where did that not come up in the conversation? So do we have to ask, like, how do you ask a man, have you molested anybody before?
See, this is my thing. This is something that there's no way she could not have been aware of because these charges were when this young lady was 14 years old. She's
right.
19 now.
Right.
So.
And never changing her story.
At all. And besides the molestation charges, he's also up on some drug trafficking charges of cocaine and heroin
right.
in Rochester.
See? What happened?
But the question that you just asked, CeeLo, is how, you know, can you confront, you know, a man about his past?
Right.
I think it's nothing that you just come out if you're really trying to get the truth. You know, you have to really court a person and allow yourself to be courted, you know, and make sure you're focused on really getting to know who you're dealing with, because the reality is this. Now, we've become so sexual and so, you know, fixated on appearances and how people look. We tend to be, you know, more comfortable with people who appear attractive or sophisticated to us,
right?
And less, you know, we embrace those who don't look that well. You know, we embrace them less. The bottom line is, we got to stop being so galvanized and deceived and
right.
manipulated, you know, by how people look. Because people
yeah.
know if they look the part, they'll get access.
That's
right. So a lot of times that access, you know, is them panties, that cookie. A lot of us have the ability to get within a matter of minutes. Because we,
right.
you know, some of us know how to turn it up and we know how to turn it down.
And it's important because a woman knows in the first 5 minutes of meeting a man if she's going
Thank
to sleep with him or not.
Thank
so,
you.
Right. But to go back to the question, how do you find out about a man? Stop
right.
giving up the cookies so quick and
Absolutely.
Ask the right questions.
Absolutely.
And ask
yeah.
the right questions. You have
Make
to,
the interview
have
time
to
a little
to
bit
know
longer.
Somebody. Because this is the reality.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
yeah.
still,
there's
how
a lot
do you
of
get
missing,
to know?
There's a lot of missing women out here. I mean, missing
yeah.
because they were murdered.
Right,
because they went somewhere with somebody not knowing who they were, giving
right,
up the cookie, and they
right.
were killed.
Right.
He was a murderer. He had spent 20 years in prison. You didn't even know. He got out last week.
You didn't ask.
22
and you know
years. Because you
oh
never
God.
Asked.
Yes, and you know what? On a real note, I swear, I'm telling you, I lie to you not. I had a conversation with a young lady earlier today who she was telling me about, you know, how she had moved on from this, you know, ridiculous relationship she was in, right? The other guy, he wasn't working, you know, he treated her bad, talked to her bad, blah, blah, blah. But this new guy, oh, he's so sweet to her, rubs her feet and all that other stuff, cooks for her and all this great stuff. And so I'm getting into it, but then I'm like, hold on, I never heard of this dude before at all. This girl says, yeah, and after 18 years in prison, you know, it takes a while for somebody to adjust. I said, hold on, pause. What, what do you mean?
Right.
I said, he just got out? I said, how long been out? She said, oh, he just got out last week. I said, baby, if you want to be that close to him, just be friends.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, it has to start somewhere, but you don't have to jump right in.
You don't have to, right, because the thing is, I said, he's been institutionalized at this point. You don't know what that man has faced. You don't want to be sleeping beside him. He jump up and choke you because he thinks
and
Charlie.
And it's a two-way street. It ain't just men. It's women.
It's women. That
lock, you're absolutely right.
Long.
A lot of good-looking women are like nutballs. I can be a nutball sometimes.
No.
I mean, I'm not gonna keep nobody car up or nothing like that.
No
crap like that. I might punch you in the mouth, but I ain't gonna.
Maybe not. 9178923926. You can only hear this kind of conversation. It's not Friday Night Cypher. Hey, this is the crew. CeeLo live out of Charlotte. Hot Chocolate live out of Itty Bitty Plant City.
Yeah.
Live out of Tampa tonight. The hip hop informer. Hey, let's just keep talking about the court, the penal system. Rihanna. Not the penis system. The penal. The penal.
That's another
system.
Show. That's another
the
show.
Penal system.
Friday.
Rihanna's sitting up in court, you know, hanging with her boo. Upsetting the world. I read a quote earlier today where the lady said, you know, that she was a 0% role model.
Hold on.
Now, I thought that was pretty harsh.
However,
I can somewhat relate. But what she has to do is do exactly what she's doing. She can't worry about what people think about her. She has to do her.
Yeah, exactly. Very true. And I'm all for her doing her, but at the same time, I want her to be smart. And I don't really know about this particular move. I get it in the, you know, realm of her flexing her, you know, her independence, and yeah, I'm going to do me. But in the big scheme of things, like how, I don't know.
Who's to judge, though? Because the thing is that,
no one still
knows what really happened in that car.
And that's true, too. I don't put
it
past.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody still knows what I mean, because you can think you know what's going on. And think about the things that happen in your life that nobody who knows you oh so well knows about.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, it's we never know. You never know.
No, you are absolutely right. Hey, it's 6:44 in Beverly Hills. It's 9:44 in the Hamptons. Hey, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, coming up, we're going to keep the conversation going. This is Throwback, Bobby Brown. Every little step. Hey.
Ow.
Go. Hey, Friday Night Cypher.
Every step.
Real life and the same. No matter what your friends try to tell you, we will.
Hammond Radio Live. That is our king of R&B, always Bobby Brown. Throwback Every Little Step I Take. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, representing VA, but all the way out of Itty Bitty Plant City. My girl, Madam CeeLo Boston, out of Charlotte.
Yes.
And our hip hop informer, the General T.M. Hyman, Tampa, Florida.
Hey, no. Now, hey, speaking of like continuing on with some throwback conversation, while we highlight some Black history. At the same time, I got like the ultimate throwbacks for y'all. Like, I'm gonna help y'all to like go back to moments in time that just make you smile.
Let's do it.
How about the brilliant cast that pulled together the 1978 musical that killed them? Michael Jackson, Nipsey Russell, Diana Ross,
yes.
Ted Ross,
The Wiz, Quincy Jones,
the funk master Quincy Jones, The Wiz.
Yes.
Took me back.
The
wow.
Wiz.
He did not say right? 1978.
He's on
Lord
down,
have
mercy. He's on down the road. Yeah.
Now taking it back before the Wiz, just 1 year though, based on that Alex Haley joint, you know, it was breakthrough. You know, it was kind of daunting. It pissed people off. It was like, you know, horrors of slavery. You know, many African American viewers were really inspired, you know, but at the same time a little stressed out, you know, by what their ancestors had gone through. What is he talking about?
Right.
He's talking about roots.
Right.
Or like the elders say it, roots.
Okay.
Because it's sunshine out this month.
What? I'm trying to tell you. I mean, I love it. I really think I'm was it related to Alex Haley, man? Kunta Kinte is my great grandfather, like 19th
removed.
What? Gotta be. I'm talking to a rebel, man. There's no way in the world.
Hey.
To not come from, my German side, I don't know too much
about it. Let's come into the 80s. Now,
Purple Rain.
Everywhere you go, everywhere you went, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was like a revolution when it came to the sound of pop music. You know, everybody was walking around with a glittered out white glove.
What?
Up in the air. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom,
right? 1982. Hey, I'm talking about Thriller, baby.
You put all the pine cones for Christmas. Sprinkle on
his side. Please, mama, let me get a jelly curl, please.
And Rivero, Armando Rivero, he did the moonwalk. We was like,
ooh, the Pepsi commercial.
What?
Ooh.
Yo, for real, don't even. Dennis hair caught on fire? Get out of here.
Hey.
It's like
it's the law,
even.
Hey, nah, hey. I, what I need right now is I need 5 seconds of silence with your hand up in the air, thinking that you got on that white glove.
Yes.
For Michael Jackson. It's 5 seconds.
Oh, my
5
goodness.
Seconds for Michael Jackson.
Hold on. And an obligatory.
All right.
Hey, now, everybody wanted to be a part of this family right here. And they helped us to understand how HBCUs was official business. They introduced us to jazz, and we just wish that we could be a part of their family.
There was a few
spinoffs that you know stereotyped us, but everybody wanted to be a part of the Huxtables.
The Cosby Show, baby. In a different world.
Y'all remember when A Different World came on right after The Cosby Show?
Okay,
that
was
awesome
you won't go
Thursday
nowhere.
Night television. That was Thursday night TV, NBC.
good, wholesome television.
Okay, the fact that the street lights were timed to the Cosby Show, because I'm telling
Absolutely.
You, the lights started to come on. It was like, oh, it's Thursday. Everybody stopped what they were doing and went in the house.
You're running down the block.
Ain't nobody having to call you in the house. At all.
Hey, for sure.
No doubt. Hey, we got a couple more to round out this evening. Hey, we just wanted to help you remember the time.
Okay.
Inside
and that
Friday
was a dope song,
cycle.
Too.
Hey, I wish we had it. I wish we had it.
I still do the dance step.
Hey, so before we take a break, CeeLo, give us a moment in time that you remember.
The first time I heard WRAP and LL
wow.
Cool J and Cool
Moe
D had this battle. I was jumping up and down on top of my bed screaming.
I was in junior high school when WRAP
was
on.
In Norfolk, Virginia.
With the Soul Ranger.
Come
on.
And Bobby Roscoe.
Okay. I still don't know who that man is.
I do. Oh, I know the Soul Ranger boy.
I actually worked with the Soul Ranger at 92.1 with Morris Baxter. Y'all remember Morris Baxter?
Wait, the no.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, those.
Me and Morris Day, right?
Those were some of the VA greats. Shout out to VA.
DM Holla Radio Live. Hey, I came to Morris Baxter, and those my homies.
Yes.
My flex.
Oh, God.
Try.
Oh, God.
You won't make it.
Ain't nobody fucking with my click. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the. They want the. J-I-G. Oh, God.
Bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spa day. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they got a feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, click, click.
Oh, God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, click. Click, click, click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want
click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And yeah, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meets the spring team. And all our eyes tweening only means
okay.
One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the.
Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented.
Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Stunt Radio Show. CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, CM Hyman Live, Stunt Radio Show. Real talk.
TM Hyman, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, hanging out
ain't
with you tonight inside the Friday Night Cycle, baby. Hey, no doubt, this click right here is on point. Hey,
no doubt.
Hey, hip-hop was mainly considered a black American phenomenon until MTV debuted in 1988, bringing rap not only to the suburbs, but to the world.
To the world.
My first rap tape was called Kevin.
Baby. Yo, MTV raps, baby.
And loving Dr. Dre, baby.
No doubt, baby.
Yes, and he did the...
That was a jam right there, boy.
Yes, I love it. Get out of here.
Hey,
before we wrap up, I really want to...
I got one more for you, and we'll end it right here with Remember the Time. Hey,
let me see what you can
John do. Singleton.
Mm-hmm. I know
Los
what he's
Angeles,
Boys in the
Hood. Gang Scene, 1991. Black young lives being devastated in the streets of L.A. It was Boys in the Hood, baby.
In the hood. Yes, sir. And all the ladies fell in love with Morris Chestnut.
What? Ricky was fine as blunt words.
Hey, you got it. You got it. Hot Chocolate. Give me a moment in time.
My moment in time, I think, is gonna have to go back to and Kizzy, aka Madam CeeLo Boston, almost touched on it for me, but it was my first rap tape, my first rap concert, even almost. 1985 at the Norfolk Scope Arena, which is still open, people. My people in Virginia,
heavy
I know y'all are really happy about that. It was Fresh Frest. It was Run DMC, LL Cool J, Curtis Blow, oh, the Fat Boys. Oh, my God. And I want to say the Beastie Boys, too. Like.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought you were talking about another tour.
Wow.
That's a crazy hip hop tour right there.
That's what gave me the love of hip hop that I have today. It really
is. We
have
to pull that off. We got to pull it together.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, we got to get out of here. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. In an extra minute already, but this is a part of the podcast. Go back and check it out. I appreciate y'all. We back Monday, 9 p.m. And we got a special guest on Monday. We also have a special guest on Wednesday, Dr. Gray Ray, professor at FAMU. FAMU is going through a lot right now. We're going to talk about it, as well as her new book, The African American Experience, which is going to dive real deep. And we're going to probably make it a series going into that following week. So hang out with us, folks. Again, Madam Boston just said it. Whatever you do, do it well. And we appreciate the support. We appreciate the love. We give it to you, and we go hard, and we love you all.
Love you much.
Hey, back on Monday, 9 p.m. Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Have a good weekend.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, talk radio show.